This is a story of how the Lord showed himself to his disciples after he was risen on Easter. Now, in this story, the disciples are going out fishing because that was their job. Their job was to catch fish, which they would eat and feed their families, and they would also sell them to other families to eat. And in the morning, as they were fishing, they saw someone on the shore, but they didn't know who it was. So let's see what happens in this story. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and this is how he showed himself to them. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter says to them, "I'm going out to fish." They say to him, "We also are coming with thee." They went out and straightway went up into the ship, and in that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had already come, Jesus stood on the shore. However, the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus says to them, "Little children, do you have something to eat?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you will find some." They cast the net, therefore, and now they did not have the strength to pull it in for the multitude of fishes. Then that disciple whom Jesus loved says to Peter, "It is the Lord." Then Simon Peter, hearing that it was the Lord, tied on his coat, for he was naked, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came by the boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net of fish. As soon then as they stepped down to land, they saw a fire of coals laid, and a little fish on it, and bread. Jesus says to them, "Bring some of the little fish that which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. And though there were so many, the net was not ripped. Jesus says to them, "Come and eat." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Then Jesus comes and takes the bread and gives it to them, and the little fish likewise. This was already the third time Jesus was shown to his disciples, being risen from the dead. So, in this story, the disciples were fishing. Was it daytime or nighttime when they were fishing? It was night. And so they fished all night, and did they catch lots of fish? No, they didn't catch anything. That would be kind of discouraging, wouldn't it, if you were a fisherman? And in the morning, just in the morning, someone called to them from the land and asked them, "Little children, do you have anything to eat?" So, of course, they said no. And what did Jesus tell them to do? Cast the net on the right side, not the left side, the right side of the fish, of the ship. So, which one is your right hand? Is it this is your right hand. So if you picture, you're on the ship. So you're going to throw the net over on this side of the ship and catch the fish. And now, did they catch some fish? They caught lots and lots. In fact, the net was so heavy with fish that those seven disciples weren't strong enough to pull the net into the ship. It was so heavy. And then when John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, saw this amazing catch of fish, he figured out who that was on the shore who was calling to them. Who was it?
The Lord.
That's right. So he told Simon Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that, remember how it says he tied on his clothes and jumped into the sea to swim to Jesus. He wanted to be with him as soon as possible. He was so excited. And the rest of the disciples brought the boat, dragging the net of fish with them, probably rowing. And they came to the shore, and they found that Jesus already had a fire burning with, he was cooking breakfast for them of fish and bread. And he asked them to bring some more of the fish that they had brought to help with their breakfast. Yes?
Why does the Lord call them children?
Because he is our Heavenly Father. And we are like little children. Doesn't matter how old we get to be, we're like little children compared to our Heavenly Father. And he loves us just like you love your little baby brother. So he called to, so Simon Peter, when the Lord asked him to bring some fish, he went down and pulled that net up on the land and they counted the fish. Do you remember how many fish they found?
300.
153 big fish. And another wonderful thing was, that was a lot, and another wonderful thing was their net wasn't ripped. Even though it had that heavy weight of fish, you know, in those days, fishermen had to spend a lot of time mending their nets because they would always get broken, but not this time. So one of the wonderful things we can see about this story, oh, here's a picture of the Lord, no, not the Lord, of his disciples in the boat trying to pull that net of fish onto the boat. It's kind of a blurry picture, but you can see the men leaning over the edge and down at the bottom are the fish. They're trying to pull it into the boat, but it was too heavy. So they pulled it to land instead.
Is that cross stitch and then they took a picture of the cross
stitch? I don't know. I don't think so. It's just not too clear a picture. But now one of the things we can see in this story is that the Lord takes care of us. Did he take good care of the disciples?
Yeah.
He gave them breakfast, didn't he? Did the Lord give you breakfast this morning?
Yes,
the Lord's the one who gives us breakfast and lunch and supper every day. Another wonderful thing about this story is that it's fun how the job of being a fisherman is the same kind of job as being one of the Lord's disciples. Because a natural fisherman, he collects fish out of the sea, he eats them, and he feeds his family, and he also shares them. And the Lord's disciple, what he does is he collects things that the Lord teaches us out of the Word, he uses them himself in his life, and he shares them with other people. So the fishes are like things that we learn. For example, which side of the boat did the Lord tell them to catch the net, to cast the net? Was it on the left or the right? The right side. That's like a fish that you have now caught in the net of your mind. And you can share that story with someone else who hasn't heard that story before. You'll be able to tell them it was the right side of the boat. And so we learn lots of things. The Lord wants us to be good spiritual fishermen, learning lots and lots of things, catching lots of spiritual fishes all our lives and sharing them with other people. Like, for example, if you know a good song, you could teach it to someone else. That's a fun thing to do. If you could help your younger brother or sister learn to set the table or to tie their shoes or to ride a bicycle, you could read them a story. There's lots of ways that we can be the Lord's disciples and share good things with other people, like fishermen sharing their fish. And the thing about casting the net on the right side of the boat is the right side represents love. So when you teach somebody something, you want to teach it with love. So, for example, if you're teaching them a song and they don't quite get it right, do you say to them, "You stupid, you didn't get it right"? That wouldn't be a good thing to do, would it? You'd say, "You almost have it right. Try it this way. Let me sing it to you again," so that they can learn it. And you encourage them. You have love for them. And then they really learn it. The Lord came into the world to share some of the things that he knows with us. He came into the world to teach us because he wants to help us. And he wants us to be his disciples who also learn from him and share good things that we know with other people, just like a fisherman sharing his fish. Amen.